Psalm 126 is our final psalm of the week. It's one of the psalms of ascent, which are found in Psalms 120 to 134. There are 15 of them, and so this is one of those. Psalm 126 reminds us of God's restoration in the past and hope for restoration in the future. If you haven't yet, please turn to Psalm 126 in your Bible, and I will read that for us. So if you need to put it on pause, please do so. Here's Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. The first half of Psalm 126 references some past time when God restored the fortunes of Israel. Perhaps it's particularly referencing Israel's restoration after their Babylonian exile and captivity, but we really can't be sure. But as we read Psalm 126, we are reminded of God's love and faithfulness. This, I think, is a helpful tool in our tool belt during times of crisis and despair. And that tool is to retell the stories, to remind ourselves of the things that God has done for us and for our ancestors in the faith. And I think that gives us courage for today. It gives us hope. So what stories can you tell of God's faithfulness? Now, the second half of Psalm 126 names the reality that the people seem to find themselves in need of restoration yet again. It's a plea to God to act like he has in the past, to deliver his people from whatever difficulties they're currently experiencing. These people are in grief, and yet they hold on to the promise of God that God is faithfully at work behind the scenes. I'm reminded of our farmers this past year, perhaps sowing in tears, or at least sowing in lots of anxiety and uncertainty, and yet trusting God as they planted their fields, turning around in the fall then, reaping with shouts of joy for the harvest they didn't think would even happen. May we also trust that God will take the seeds that we sow now in our fear and in our anxiety and in our tears and empower them to grow and to flourish so that we too can reap with shouts of joy and gratitude for the gracious gifts of God in our life later on. For our hymn today that I offer as our prayer is "Come, Come You Saints." So hear these words as a prayer today. Come, come you saints, no toil nor labor fear, but with joy wend your way. Though hard to you the journey may appear, grace shall be as your day. We have a living Lord to guide, and we can trust him to provide. Do this, and joy your hearts will swell. All is well. All is well. The world of care, well, it's with us every day. Let it not this obscure. For here we can serve the Master on the way and in him be secure. So gird up your loins, fresh courage take. Our God will never us forsake. And so our song no fear can quell. All is well. All is well. We'll find the rest, which God for us prepared, when at last he will call. where none will come to hurt or make afraid, he will reign over all. We will make the air with music ring. Shout praise to God, our Lord and King. Oh, how we'll make that chorus swell. All is well, all is well. Grace and peace to you. Amen.